The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, folks, 30 August 2021, joined at the hip. Steve Elkins down in Florida. By the way,
good song, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
by the way, I want to add something to your comment, your closing comment there, that he won't get a record deal. Hey, you can just tell him, heck with you. He's worth, and has a net worth of $450 million. Well, he's not going to eat any crow.
No.
And he was inducted first with the Yardbirds Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then going into Cream.
Yep.
And then his solo work in 2000. The only remaining group he has not been inducted yet, what probably will be Blind Faith.
And that, yeah. Well, when he sings the stanza, I knew that something was going on wrong when you started laying down the law. I can't move my hands. I break out in a sweat. I want to cry. I can't take it anymore. He actually got a COVID shot, and he had these reactions, and his hands and his feet went completely numb. He couldn't use them.
Right.
Now, here's a guy that's been doing what you don't play your guitar with your teeth, a la, you know, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
So the very thing that the guy has made his living using for the last six decades all of a sudden was in peril, and he was not enjoying himself. And then he started to listen to the real and factual information that's out there, hence this song.
Well, it's nice also to return back to the songwriters, you know. That was an art, a craft back in the 60s and 70s when the lyrics had some real meaning. And here you have a true life experience here. The guy nearly lost his career, and he's not very happy. He's very angry about it, and it's a good message. It's a good lesson to tell people out there that open your eyes. Think about this. Think about it.
Well, there's another name that might garner some attention here. And Clapton has been rather vocal about his criticism of pandemic-era government mandates, even releasing another protest song aimed at pandemic called Stand and Deliver. The Van Morrison collaboration, released in December, earned Clapton plenty of pushback and got him accused of being anti-vax and anti-science. Allegations his latest rock song has only renewed. So, and he's got a lot of influence out there. And I'll tell you what, people are waking up. The complaint now, and he says that, look, guitarist Eric Clapton says he'll cancel shows at venues that discriminate by requiring vaccination.
Good for him.
Well, and that's exactly what they're doing. Oh, you can come see a concert, got to show proof of vaccination.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, you just told me you're starting to become a tennis fan now, and of course the last Grand Slam.
Let's not leave that kind of impression with the audience. I said I understood.
Coming up, Ocean Meadows, New York, the U.S. Open, and they just got rid of New York. Just kicked out Cuomo, Killer Cuomo. They bring in their first lieutenant governor, who now is the first female governor, Kathy Hochul or something like that. And what does she do? continue on with bad policy. Just one fool replaced with another fool. She's asking, she's saying, mandating that in order to be a spectator at this year's U.S. Open, you have to show proof of your vaccination before you can get in there. So they replace one fool with another. New York, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Can't you find some normal people to represent you?
New York has, Steve, wait a minute. Oh. New York has never been normal, ever. I mean, I am amazed, this is why I hate going to New York City. I hate going to New York City because there is such, I don't know, such a clash of culture. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got every race represented in New York City. You have all the stuff that they've drug in, all the garbage they have drug in from their motherlands or fatherlands.
Yep, that's true.
These people didn't come here to escape. They came to join.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. New York and its politics. And back in 2004, when I went up to the Republican National Convention, I had the opportunity, Steve, to talk to a lot of the blue-haired set. The ladies, I just love the ladies. They had a little plastic straw hats on and waving the Bush banners and all this stuff. And when you pull them aside and you start talking to them, you know, their giddiness and their party attitude, and that's all it is. That's why these conventions exist, to have a good time and say, yeah, for our guy. Yeah. But you pull them to the side and you start asking them real questions. All of a sudden, the veneer starts to crack and the smiles disappear. And that's one thing that is permanently indelible in my memory of New York. I went out and talked to the cops. I spent a good amount of time talking to the cops, and all the while I'm suited up, tied up, and of course I got my Fox credentials hanging around my neck, mm-hmm. which would, signal to the person I'm about to talk to what my attitude might be. And folks, 2004, I'm saying here, I'm not talking 2014 or current day Fox News. You were already polarized to the point where, oh, you're from Fox News, I'm not talking to you. Or people that thought you were from Fox News and they wanted to talk to you. So it was an interesting mix. And I garnered a lot of information from the cops up there and attitude about their jobs. And that was back in 2004. So New York City cops, folks, I mean, you want a real stress test for sanity? Try being a New York cop.
Yeah.
God. Definitely. Horrible. Horrible, man.
Yeah.
At any rate. Phone lines are open, folks, 512-248-8252. In about 20 minutes, I'll know if a surprise person is going to pop on the show. If not, I will probably have them on tomorrow. So we'll just let that go for right now. 512-248-8252 is the call-in number. So, oh, by the way, one other thing about one other thing about Clapton. Mm-hmm. He put out a statement. He says, I wish to say that I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present. Unless there's a provision made for all people to attend, I reserve the right to cancel the show. He said that in a statement released through film producer Robin Minotti Telegram account. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he's got a full concert scheduled for where? Austin, Texas. What do you think the chances are? Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. You
may just get a visitor in there. I might have to fly down and see you for that show.
Do you actually?
I've never seen Clapton, yeah, but I'd love to see Clapton.
Steve, the point is that he's not going to be doing a concert. This is Austin we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Austin is gone.
Austin's gone.
Austin's gone. It's not keep it weird anymore. It's keep it insane.
Well, send him down to Florida then, because we're sane down here. DeSantis is doing a fine job right now.
Concert on the beach. Free concert.
There you go. It'd be awesome.
Hello, Tom D.
Surprise, eh?
Surprise, surprise.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Am I your surprise?
No.
Oh, take off, you hoser. My grandmother emigrated to from Canada at 15 years old through Ellis Island, and I got more Canadian in me, I think, than anything else.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Strange Brew with the McKenzie brothers?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch that.
That's pretty
you
fun.
You gotta watch if you want to know about Canada. You got to watch Strange Brew, and it's just hilarious, you know. And they got a saying in Canada, you know, whoever said if you do a job well the first time, you never have to do it again, never shoveled snow. So,
Strange Brew, huh?
No,
yeah,
Strange
I've heard
Brew.
It was pretty funny.
You know, I can't think of his name. You know the.
Is the Rick, guy Rick that, Moranis
guy
is
that
it?
Turned
Rick Moranis?
Into the dog. Yeah, Rick Moranis, and what's his name from?
Is this an old? Is this an old movie?
Oh, this is kind of old, probably 1980s.
Like okay, because Rick Moranis no longer is acting; he's off doing something else in the private sector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because he got punched in the face in New York on the street by some lunatic Antifa.
Well, I think it was before that. That just made him.
Well, his wife died, and he kind of pulled away and raised his daughter.
Yeah.
So, Steve, the some of that stuff I've been sending you, you know, what we were listening to your commercial that you played, the commercial where they were the nice, soft voice talking, you know, get your shot, everything will go back to normal.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It can't go back to normal.
And the CDC.
Yeah, but it can't go back to normal.
Yeah.
Can't go back to normal. You got to wear masks. You can't, you know, you got to stay 6 feet apart, you know.
That'd be an excellent question. That would be an excellent question to ask these people when you're standing in line, John, next time, and you want to just kind of be inquisitive. I'm going to do this week. Ask somebody if you took the shot. Just pry in. They'll say, well, yeah, I took it. And why are you still wearing the mask? And like that one woman told me, well, just in case, so they don't really truly believe in it. So the next follow-up question would be, how long are you going to wear the mask? Are you going to wear that forever? If they tell you you have to, from this point on, we will be wearing masks forever, never taking it off and taking boosters every 6 months. Are you okay with that? Have you thought this through? I'd like to see how they'd react to this and respond to us, because I would think at some point in time they might wake up to saying, this isn't life anymore. This is not freedom of choice. I don't want to live this way anymore, and just rip the damn mask off and say, that's it, I'm done with masks, I'm done with shots. Well, whatever happens, happens.
Steve, and here's also a problem I have. Oh, that freedom of choice, freedom to believe the lie and get the jab, or not believe the lie and not get the jab. The lie is the jab. And that this is what's disturbing to me most. This is why whenever you start splitting your hairs and you have divergent paths, this is what I suspect, like I just stated last hour about Australia. Why in the hell would you want to bring this pedophilia thing in with trying to excuse your parliaments over their decisions about COVID-19? I don't know. Is this kind of a little nudge in the ribs going, well, we've got a lot of information that we can cook you with? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
No, we're still seeing people driving by themselves with masks on. We just saw somebody walking down the street by themselves with a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Home Depot a little while ago earlier, and the woman's got two masks on. And I said, you know, and they got the Halloween stuff out already.
Okay.
And I said, you know, how are you guys going to sell Halloween stuff when everybody's already wearing a mask? And she just about choked when I said that. Yeah. And I said, did you ever read the bottom of the box for those blue masks? I said, you know, they're not for medical use. They don't work.
For medical or clinical
And
use.
They just, you know, well, they work.
Yeah, that's because they choose to believe, and somebody that's got the science that told them that this is how you want to stay safe. And this is prima facie evidence, Tom, about the fear that they injected into people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's summer. It's Texas. It's 100 degrees. And you're going to walk down a street with a freaking mask on?
Psychological COVID, John.
Well, and that just tells you the amount of fear that these people are feeling, and who instilled that fear? Well, we don't have to guess. We know.
Yeah.
So that's a barometer to me, Tom. That's a barometer.
You know, I noticed today, yeah. John, when I went out shopping today, you're right. Zinc is taken out of everything pretty much. But I noticed also there's no vitamins. There's no zinc on the vitamin aisle at all. It's gone, completely gone. But
really?
You know that what they did not remove was vitamin B1. So anybody listening, go stock up on vitamin B1 and then look on Amazon and see if you can find yourself zinc and stock up on zinc and vitamin B1. It's going to disappear
pretty
soon.
They're also saying vitamin K, was it K2 or K12 or another vitamin K?
That can interfere with your clotting factor. Vitamin K can interfere with your clotting factors.
They said if you're on Coumadin, or something like that, you can't take it. But, you know, the other thing that they're doing is they're every time I open up, I get these stories, anti-vaxxer dies from COVID, or, you know, mom whose son or husband or whatever was an anti-vaxxer dies from COVID. And then they're going into this stuff where they're showing the tubes of that ivermectin paste for animals. And they're saying, like, you're not a cat, you're not a horse, stop it. You know, they're taking the ivermectin for animals, and they're trying to make it look, you know, they're just trying to make us look like, you know, we're idiots. And some of the people out there are idiots, but I mean, if you're dying from COVID and that's all you can get, I imagine that stuff would work as long as you don't overdo it, right?
You know, I don't even know the dosage on the animal version of it for it's a dewormer.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is, but, I wouldn't recommend it, but like I said, healthy living. And they never talk about the comorbidities and underlying health problems, too. This woman dies. It's been unvaccinated. She probably got it from a vaccinated person who shed it, and she got it, but she probably has some underlying health problems, very poor health, maybe a comorbidity. We've seen this plenty of times. I mean, a child dies. Oh, but we forgot to tell you the child had leukemia. Okay.
Right.
A young man dies from it. I forgot to tell you that he was HIV positive and he was full blown AIDS, and then he got it and died. So what killed him? The weak immune system is what killed him.
Yeah. I want a shirt that says, "Have you had a shot? If so, please wear a mask. I don't want to catch whatever it is that you've got in you from that Frankenstein juice." Because they're saying that if you've gotten these shots, that you're really, you know, you're spreading this crap so bad.
Well, they're antibody induced dependence.
Yes.
Creating new variants. They're creating new variants. This is the dog chasing his tail, John and Tom. This is the dog chasing his tail round and round and round, and we go, and it's never going to catch his tail. But when they continue on with this vaccination agenda or this shot agenda, they're simply creating more variants. I'm not even sure that the Delta variant even exists. To be honest with you, they've lied so much. They could tell you this variant is here, a new variant with another fix right here, another shot fix. But you don't know that to be the truth because they've lied so much. This is the cheating ex-wife, big time cheating ex-wife. Are you going to believe her? No, don't believe her.
Well, I just saw, I'm going to send this to you later, Steve, but I just watched a video about a German doctor. He's like, you know, one of the really knowledgeable guys that, you know, make this stuff, this vaccines and stuff. And he said that the vaccines are not giving you complete immunity to the whole virus itself. They're only giving you a part of it, and the rest of it is finding what he called an escape hatch. And this stuff's coming back out, and it's creating more, you know, all kinds of crap. Are they trying to kill us or what?
Yeah, they are. Depopulation. Actually, yeah, I predicted last night, get this, I think I'm right on this one. If I am correct and this is a depopulation agenda and sterilization agenda, we're going to see teen pregnancy, John. We're going to see teen pregnancy rates plummet. The young people are not going to have children. The girls are not going to get knocked up. The boys are sterile. It's not going
to
happen.
All right, well, I'll send that to you later, Steve.
Thank you.
John, did you get my little present I left outside your garage the other night?
Yeah, I was waiting for it to blow up. I guess it's safe to touch now, huh? Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call.
All right.
Bye.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, amazingly enough, these people in Afghanistan, they're calling the Taliban, they have come out and made a statement. The Islamic group spokesman, and I'm not even going to try the first name, is Mujahid, vowed to crack down on the production of narcotics, saying nobody can be involved in the heroin trade, which has been a key source of funding for the group, for the CIA. Okay, for the CIA. If the Taliban prohibit the cultivation of poppy, people will die from starvation, especially when the international aid stops. We still hope they will let us grow poppies. Nothing can compensate for the income we get from growing poppies. That's according to a poppy farmer in the Kora district of Yurzagan or whatever the hell it is. I don't even know. But they've come out and said, we're assuring our countrymen and women in the international community, we will not have any narcotics produced from now on. Nobody's going to get involved in the heroin trade. Nobody can be involved in drug smuggling. And that was a news conference on August 18th. That's one thing, Steve. Did you notice the mainstream media in this country picking that story up?
No, they didn't touch it.
Actually,
I think they're probably just going to make a deal with Mexico, and they'll grow their poppy in Mexico.
I don't know that they can.
They can have the mules bring it over, and all the illegals walk over with it, and we'll get our supply.
Well, I know one thing. China's not going to be involved. Oh, China White? Oh, but there's some good heroin over there, buddy.
I think they're still getting their fentanyl from China. China is a big supplier of fentanyl, I believe.
Yeah.
And so is Mexico, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi. Hi, y'all. Hey, Steve. There's this nutritional doctor that I've been following for 30 years. I've got four of his books. Dr. Jonathan Bright, MD. Mm-hmm. And he's saved me a lot of grief. He says that you should take B vitamins together in a complex and not just, you know.
You're taking a general vitamin B? A vitamin B complex?
Well, take a B complex you know, and then maybe if you want to take extra of something, you can. But, I'm looking at a B12 sublingual liquid that I got. Now, what kind of potency are we talking about in the B1?
I tell you what. Hold on a second. Let me grab that bottle. I'll be right back. Hold on.
I guess it was on the other side of the house, or maybe he left it on his neighbor's kitchen table. You were saying, by the way, Sherry, five-hour energy? Guess what the active ingredients are in five-hour energy? Not caffeine. It's B complexes, B vitamin complexes.
I am back, and my single tablet here of B1 is 250 milligrams. And let me give you a little understanding of vitamin B. We are seeing a vitamin B1 deficiency right now, and which is interesting is that the vitamin B1 deficiency is called beriberi. Also, it's called cardiac beriberi. And the signs and symptoms of actually COVID are very, very close, very similar to a vitamin B1 deficiency. What I would recommend, personally, what I do, I'm going to take two of these babies and when I feel like I need them. Other than that, I get plenty of vitamin D, and I'm eating good. Well, I'm eating red meat. I'm eating leafy vegetables, seeds, nuts, which are high in vitamin B1. My immune system's fine. I'm fine. Anybody who's already healthy, just keep doing what you're doing, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing. We need to get out and do our own stuff. Can we avoid the vaccinated people, the ones who are shedding right now? No, we can't. They're everywhere. But if you have a very strong immune system, you're going to do fine on this. Just as you would do fine with the seasonal flu, you'll do fine. But if you want to if you feel comfortable, you know, take some vitamin B1 supplement, vitamin B complex. Take some vitamin D if you don't get enough sunshine. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so you can be toxic on that. But be careful with that. You know, things that have D, look up nutrition as far as vitamin B1 and vitamin D. Of C, of course, all your citrus is great stuff. Just have a healthy diet, exercise, reduce your stress level. I guarantee you, you're going to beat this. You're going to nip it in the bud. As Barney Fife would say, you'll nip it in the bud, and you'll have natural immunity. So I don't worry about this at all.
I take bee pollen for a bee complex, and I started taking that years ago when I was playing soccer. And it gives you energy, and you know, if you can find local bee pollen, that's better. And it's got other stuff in it besides bee pollen, because they use it to raise little bees, and very hard workers
until the little bees die out. By the way, 5-hour energy, it's got B6 and vitamin B12. I'll have to grab a bottle of it because I think it's got B1 complex in it as well. But this stuff has next to no caffeine, as much as a cup of coffee, and it really does work. That's why this company is a multi-billion-dollar company. But I guess we're going to have to take the B vitamin out. Otherwise, they might be disapproved. We'll break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I know you're out there somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again.
All right, we are back, and wow, out of the past here,
yeah.
I've got somebody that's called into the network. Who might this mystery guest be? That's your cue, Farron.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you. It has been too long. I have really missed it. I feel like RBN is my family. I've went through an oddly unique, simultaneous couple of things happening in my life that I would have never thought I would have experienced. And, of course, the audience knows and you know the situation where with my mom's passing. And it's worth noting.
Most people did not know that, Farron, because you've been off air since when?
Since April.
Yeah.
Well, I can give you a very short version. My mother, who was practically a vegetarian and never smoked a cigarette or took a drink in her life, had stage 4 lung and breast cancer and had cancer of the lymph nodes on the exterior under her arm. And I had promised her I would never put her in a nursing home if I could possibly not do it. And we took care of her, and she passed away at home. But it was about a 3-month pretty rough ordeal. And then as luck would have it, there were some other issues that arose at the very same time. I just needed to take a I needed to have a hiatus, and one, John, I would like to thank you on air for one, the support that you give me, the standing behind me, you wanting me to continue on the network.
You were, and Farron, it must be said at this point, you kept trying to give the time slot away because you didn't know when, if and when you were able to come back. And I will, at your discretion, the magical mystery tour that you were on while your mother's dying, and she subsequently died from what you were just describing as her ailments, you had something very horrific going on. One of which the FBI showed up. Gee, were you, Mr. Shove, were you in Washington, D.C. on January 6th? Yeah. But I will leave it to your discretion on the more personal matter. But it, let me just put it to you this way, just to let you folks in the listening audience know that this host, Farron Shove, somebody was trying to kill him. So I will leave that to your discretion how much you want to, you know, divulge about that. But Farron asked me to pull his archives because there was some legalese, lawyerese trickery going on. So he asked me to pull his archives, which we did. By the way, Mike, were you able to retrieve those? Okay, but you're able to retrieve them? We will put those back up. So, Farron, that has been the majority of the problem there. You were threatened. Some crazy person cut up every single article of your clothing, ransacked your radio station, and was really a physical threat. This is not a joke. So you had a ton of things going on. And I told you, Farron, that, look, I will reserve your spot. You kept trying to give it back to me, going, John, this is not fair to the network. I don't know when I'm going to come back. I said, don't worry about that. I am going to reserve your spot. And by the way, Farron, there were individuals out there painting the scenario. There goes Stattmiller again, whacking another popular talk show host, blah, 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 blah. In some quarters, I'm a crackhead. In others, I'm just a big bully and blah, 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 blah. And I told you, I said, I am not relinquishing that spot. You will come back, and you're just going to reoccupy your old time slot, which is when, Farron?
This Saturday, September 4th. I'll be back on this Saturday. I'm chomping at the bit, and I really do appreciate all that you did. It was so much happening. I mean, there was an actual attempt on my life. It seems like something out of a movie. I feel like I've almost become a conspiracy theory. There's a video on BitChute where it's Farron Shove. There were several websites that covered it. And yes, they were kind of trying to throw you under the bus.
Yep.
And I knew that it was just they didn't know, but there wasn't. I couldn't reach out and try to explain this to everybody at that time. So now everybody knows that was the scenario. But it's funny, John, just previous to the FBI showing up, I don't remember the date or the night, but you had talked about what to do. You were talking about it. And I pretty much, for the most part, not quite, I wasn't quite as silent as you had said you should be, but I did explain to the FBI that when they got done with the railroad of the people that went to the Stop the Steal, why don't they put that exact same amount of effort into investigating an international pedophile ring that operated at the highest levels of the U.S. government. Why don't you try that?
You know,
and they just looked astonished.
Yeah, Farron, I mean, I had people, well, Jen, you talked to the FBI. You're telling people not to talk to the FBI. We're going back to the 90s, where the FBI, after the Oklahoma City bombing, the fax was sent over to Steve Stockman's office, and one of his office personnel picked it up and looked at the header on the fax, and it looked like it appeared that the information that was provided on that fax came in an hour before the bombing, which brought the FBI, the ATF, the county sheriff, and everybody else, all dressed up in civilian clothes, by the way, and not to alarm me. But, John, you talked to the FBI. That was back in the 90s. That wasn't the FBI showing up at your door. Excuse me, did you attend the January 6th protest in Washington? wasn't a protest. It was support for Donald Trump. And the FBI has now run out of steam. The only problem is, Farron, they've got over 500 people that they've kept in solitary confinement. They don't know what the hell to do with, because the FBI's narrative that this was a Donald Trump takeover of the Capitol building, the FBI has run out of steam on it, and they've walked away from it.
And they've held the video back. They won't show the videos, John.
No,
so,
they won't.
Well, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, you guys were talking about COVID earlier. Contrast the fact that the TV, all the local news tells you constantly that the government cares so much about your health that they want you to get the vaccine. Tell that to the Americans that's left in Afghanistan, that the U.S. government cares so much when you're seeing people falling off of airplanes that's taking off. I mean, it blows my mind that the American people, a large section of them anyway, seems to have difficulty seeing through the complete hypocrisy in which we live in today. But I will tell you this, for the first time ever in my life, friends and family are sending me videos from like Brighteon and BitChute. They are finding the media outlets like RBN, and I think there's the most thirst that I've seen the entire time I've been an activist for true information, and that's what your work with RBN and the time that you've put in has really brought about, Don.
Well, the only thing I can say, Farron, is welcome back, and the next time you need to take 5 months off, give me more of a notice. What? Boy, I'm telling you, Steve, what these talk show hosts won't do to get some time off,
I know.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Well, attention. And you know, I'm honored to say I feel like one of the old-timers, the long-timers on RBN. I've actually been on RBN for 9 years. And up until April, I had probably maybe over the course of 9 years missed a dozen or so shows. Very few. Once or twice a year it would happen. But I have missed it. I've recharged my batteries. I have the light is at the end of the tunnel. And I was honored that so many people reached out to me in the RBN audience saying, what's up, missed the show, please come back, et cetera. But that's just a testimony to, you know, the listenership of RBN. I don't think, John, you will ever know, Steve, you'll never know, maybe I'll never know either, how many people's minds we've touched and changed and inspired over doing this for you, John. It's decades for me. It's a little over a decade. For Steve, I guess, Steve, time flies. You've been doing this now, what, 3 or 4 years at least?
Coming up on four years.
Yeah, he's still a rookie.
Yeah, I am.
He's still a rookie.
I admit it.
Well, Farron.
I admit it.
Well, Steve, I remember you calling in when I was doing the Saturday night show. And
You were the first host on the network to give me a shot to do a co-host with you a long, long time ago. I think it was back in 2014, and I appreciate that.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, we did an hour or 2 hours or something. I can't remember. Yeah. And so you see, that's the beauty of John's work and RBN. You can be a listener 1 year and a host the next. Like Jeremy, he filled in for me. He's a host. Patrick filled in for me. He's a host.
Right.
So funny
how that works out, isn't it, Farron? You know, the people that are dedicated and understand what's going on, and they have the ability to voice their concerns and to run a program. There's been a lot of people that were once callers that are now hosts on this network, and you're exactly right. Hey, look, Farron, I wished I could dedicate more time after you being gone for 5 months, but I got loaded phones here that I got to get to. What time is your program on, sir?
8 to 10 Central, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 Eastern, and I will be back in the saddle again this Saturday. And like I said earlier, I'm chomping at the bit. And again, John, you really went to bat for me. And, you know, you, Steve, a couple other hosts on RBN knew the situation, and I wanted to just give you a very heartfelt, I do appreciate it very, very much.
Well, and also the discretion factor. You told me, John, don't talk about this. I'm sure you told Steve the same thing. And we haven't. And it's been hard because I've been getting those criticizing emails and comments. And I just thought, you know what? You think you know. The most, the most ridiculous stuff that I get from people is people that think that they know what they know is true and correct, and it's 180 degrees out, you know, and there's nothing you can say to these people. They live in their own fantasy land. They listen to the echoes in their own chambers that they build, and it doesn't matter what you say. It only matters what they say. Farron Schoaf, we'll see you back this Saturday, sir.
Welcome back.
Give me the last word. Give me the last word. If the powers that be want to assassinate me, I want the last words you hear me say be, I am a revolutionary. Good night, sir.
Good night. Thank you, Farron. It's a little surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get to those calls.
Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, Steve. I sent you another article. Okay. About it's on State of the Nation. Okay. You guys were talking about shedding earlier.
Sunning?
Shedding with the COVID.
Shedding. I thought you said
shedding.
Sunning.
Shedding.
Okay, shedding.
No,
sorry.
I do sun, but no, it's shedding. Okay, so Oxford, it says, the last drop bombshell, Oxford University study blows apart fake COVID vaccine narrative. So I just want to say that, and I'll keep it short because I know you got a lot of callers, but the headline is, study, fully vaccinated healthcare workers carry 251 times viral load, and they pose a threat to unvaccinated patients and coworkers. And I'll leave you with this. Steve, you need to get some combat pay. Just saying.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
But I did send you the article.
We all went from hero to zero pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
No, you need combat pay. I would totally use this article to get combat pay because this is huge. I mean, people go in to see you guys, and I heard your show last night, and I agree with you. I mean, you can't.
I can't.
Only a person without a heart would leave.
Well, as I stated, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, that applies
exactly.
to me also. Yeah. Not just a
and
physician.
If I needed medical attention, I would want you to be my nurse. I'm just saying.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Have a good night. Bye.
I wouldn't. Steve scares me.
I would say he doesn't want to be revived. Let's help him along. You know what I would do? I would get the Mike Lindell pillow, and I would get it wet.
Oh, God.
And I would just kind of put it over your head until your little legs stop moving, and then I'd say,
God,
I did the right thing.
It's the Jack Nicholson treatment in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
That's
and then
crazy.
You jump out the back window and run into the woods, right?
That's right. That's
okay.
It.
Gee, I was about ready to say something nice about you. Forget it. Steve in New Mexico. Hello, Steve.
Hello, you're there? Okay.
Yep.
Steve, I wanted to ask you, what is good for the skin? Like, say, what vitamins? Is it vitamin E?
Vitamin E is excellent. Vitamin E, vitamin A also,
okay.
But vitamin E is great for skin. Vitamin E is
okay,
excellent.
Okay,
you can actually get it in ointment and stuff like that,
some.
Too. Yeah.
Well,
A,
what is it that the cats, they lick their fur, they get in the sunlight, is and they're licking off vitamin E?
I don't know. I don't have a cat.
I know. You got those little bothersome ankle biters. Yeah.
No, vitamin E is excellent for skin. Yeah, definitely vitamin E.
And then, too, John, I was just going to say about Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It's a graveyard for empires.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
What it is.
They call it.
It is really.
Well,
so,
some people are jumping on the biblical bandwagon saying now,
mm-hmm.
Afghanistan is the new Babylon. And I thought Babylon was in Iran before, but I'm not going to quibble. You know what I
right.
really am looking forward to is not under the guise of helping people, killing people, losing
mm-hmm.
trillions of dollars, losing the what trust and faith that people around the globe had in us. They are
right.
not the only ones that found out that this whole Middle Eastern thing was a load of crap. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this and I'm tired. I am just sick and tired. At least I'm still alive to feel sick and tired. There have been millions that have been butchered over this.
I heard about Eric Clapton. I agree totally. And with this song, and I hope he gets out on the airways.
The guy played last night.
So anyway, too, there was another guitarist, and that was Stevie Ray Vaughan. He was really tremendous, too. It's too bad he didn't get to be able to live on and play more music.
By the way, I was in error about the cats. Cats and furry animals alike, they get most of their vitamin D from licking their fur once they're exposed to the sun. I thought it was E. It's not. It's D.
So, it's D.
All right.
Yeah, Steve, real quick. With our skin, it produces salt. Doesn't it produce a little acid also on our skin?
Sebaceous glands, oil, salt. Pretty much oil and salt. There's no acid. Just oil and salt. Saline kind of salt.
And then with John, sure, yeah, it's easy. I mean, you know, I took science and, you know, the ultraviolet waves from the sun and the heat. Of course, no virus is going to really exist during the summertime. I mean, come on, because you're saying, you know, you see these people all mask up during the 100 degrees. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous. It's just absolutely. You know, by the way, I wanted. And thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks. Hey, Mr. Elkins, what did they report that this Ida or whatever it is, this hurricane, what category was it when
it started off as a 3? They said it would be a 4. It never got to 4, it went to a 3. And that's pretty much it. Weather Channel, you know, Weather Channel is your mainstream media of the weather. They love to hype things up.
Well, why was I hearing when it hit the coast of Louisiana that it was a Category 2?
Made it later on. Last time I heard it went from a 4 to a 3. And when it hits the land, it probably went to a 2 very, very fast. And now it's going up towards, it's going to go towards the Carolinas, I believe, and up towards Maryland, I believe.
Well, but my initial thought was, oh, Cat 4 is heading towards, you know, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And then I see the reports, no, it's a Cat 2. And then I'm watching the Weather Channel with the doofuses standing out there in the rain. Yeah. Oh, and it's storm surge and flooding and all rain. They couldn't show any damage because the winds weren't blowing hard enough to blow anything over.
No, they just love to hype things up.
And here's the thought, you know, it's the same thing. I don't know why. Yes, I do. But I still don't want to understand why people want to live in Florida in the summer, 90 plus degrees, humidity 90 plus. It rains every damn day. You know what a freak I am about clean cars. Well, me living in Florida, hell, my car would get dirty once a day. It'd drive me absolutely nuts. But who in the hell, in their right mind, lives in Louisiana or Alabama, or for Florida, for that sake, that don't expect to be hit by hurricanes?
Now, wait a minute. I'm gonna add to that list because you're missing one really key area that
Mississippi
hurricanes like a hurricane magnet, and that's Wilmington, North Carolina, the Outer Banks.
Yeah,
they suck it in every time.
Yeah,
I would hate to live there. I'd like to know what their property, what their insurance rates are. Wilmington.
Wow, I don't know.
Astronomical.
Do I have any other callers? Fred in Michigan? Hello, Fred.
According to AccuWeather today, in a pop-up I received, the Ida continued unabated over the target area for 16 straight hours, which they declared is exceedingly anomalous. Well, it is, except in the era of weather modification, a.k.a. HARP. By the way, if you haven't seen this, it's still a stellar documentary. Holes in Heaven, Secret Tesla Technology. Holes in Heaven, Secret Tesla Technology. Absolutely awesome. It'll blow your brain cells apart. And let's see. Well, James McCanney is intimately up to speed on all of this. In fact, I recall him declaring in the aftermath of Katrina that somebody called in to him and said, hey, what are these? They look like laser lines on the screen in the background. He said, yeah, well, there are lasers that are involved in manufacturing these hurricane events, and that's what the Godfather Bernard Eastland, that's in that documentary Holes in Heaven,
yeah.
Secret Tesla.
The only, you know, here's the only problem I have with this: we get hurricanes every year. Some years are more active than others, and you know, forgive me for saying this, but you know, everybody jumps into conspiracy theory bag that, oh gosh, this hurricane is being manipulated or it's being strengthened or whatever. What if it wasn't? But you add that narrative to it, and then all of a sudden people are buying into it. My thoughts today was simply this. If you live in Mississippi, you live in Louisiana, you live in Alabama, you live in Georgia, you live in Florida, and as you mentioned, Steve, the Carolinas, you're going to get hit by a hurricane. These people expect to get hit by hurricanes. They don't sit around crossing their fingers going, gee, I hope for the next 20 years or the rest of my life we don't get hit by a hurricane. It's a natural occurrence. And there is a reason. There is a reason why there's been less property damage down there. Because you know what? Every damn time they rebuild off of a hurricane, guess what they do? They build safer homes. They put more of their homes up on stilts. I saw a guy on the Weather Channel going, yeah, people down here decided not to leave, so they went out and parked their cars on the levees or high points so they wouldn't get flooded. And then right behind the guy, the Weather Channel guy, in this airboat going down what was a road, what are you seeing in the back? Dozens of houses. What are they sitting on? Stilts. So, you know, look, Steve, I selling the fear, that was the first thing I saw, Category 4, heading toward, okay. And then I'm hearing, oh, well, it's now a tropical depression that's moving across the United States and dumping a lot of rain. And I watched the videos when it hit the landfall, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Just saying. You live there, you're going to get a hurricane. It's going to happen.
Well, I took the middle of the state because that's the safest place to be. If I was on, I would love to live on the water coast. Not going to do it because I know that it's going to happen.
Steve?
But if you're stuck in the center of the state, you're in pretty good shape.
Steve?
You're going to get some wind.
Steve?
Wind.
Steve? Yep. You do realize three sides of Florida is surrounded by what? Ocean.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Unless you got a big yacht or a boat you can get away, the only thing you have to do is shut down the panhandle and across the state line, and you're trapped.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm in the center. It slows down. I got wind and water. Rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, been an interesting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Farron Schoaf is coming back, folks. September 4th, this Saturday. 8 to 10 a.m. Why was I thinking it was p.m.? 8 to 10
He's a morning show guy.
A.m. Mm-hmm. And is that Central Time or Eastern Time? That's Central Time?
I think you said Central.
Okay. 8 to 10 Central, Farron's back. Gee, I guess it was rumor that I just dumped Farron for no good reason at all. No, folks, when I dump people off of this network, it's for very good reasons. Very, very good reasons. Steve Elkins, thank you so much.
You are welcome, sir.
I appreciate it. Say hi to your wife for me.
Will do.
All right. Thank you, folks, for being here today. Be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.